Today we want to speak to Professor Winlove of biophysics and discuss some of our potential ideas.
Yeah, it's really good. They brought into scope like all the more of the physics problems we had to deal with throughout the project. So like measurements, like efficiency of the protein, how much we need. Well, if we took the protein, we'd do it. So it was really good to get like amounts and more of the less biology related problems that we have to keep in mind.
Everyone we've spoken to so far has been very biology related, all of them biochemists and biology lab people. And so it was very nice to get a different perspective on things, because he was telling us the logistical problems with the motion of path and the E. coli in our sample. And it turns out it takes an awful long time to travel 1 centimeter. I think it was 10 to the 6 seconds.
Yeah, something like that.
So if that's not something we could probably address in the time frame we have, but it's something worth thinking about.
Yeah.
He also mentioned how much of path do we need to actually make an effect. Well, how much E. coli do we need to make a path to have an effect on rice blacks and things like that. So that's something that we could really model and do that. So we can say, look, we've made path, we can get it turned on with light, and this is how much you'll need to actually get it to do things.
So that'd be really good for potential clients and all that sort of idea. So pharmaceutical companies would know how much they would need and how big, like a fermenter or whatever, where we choose to make the protein we need. Also talked about like mechanisms of delivery.
Yeah.
So if path were efficient enough to just get rid of the fungus, then we would like be good to design a way to get the path directly to the fungus.
Yeah. So we discussed what they're doing in the biophysics lab at the moment. They're getting an iron and a chromium little piece of metal and connecting them with an elastic membrane, and one of them reacts really well to changes in magnetic field, and the other one reacts really slowly. And so you end up with sort of this effect between them that means you can get the E. coli to move in certain ways to apply the magnetic field, not E. coli, but this sour thing you have. And so that could be a really effective way of delivering things. But obviously, that could be quite hard to do in the IGAP setting, because we'd somehow have to get chromium into the system from outside. But I know there's already iron around, isn't there?
Yeah.
So it was really nice to think of, and a really good thing we could look at. We even looked at changing, what are they called?
Magnetosomes, or?
Things at the back of the...
The flagella.
Flagella. We looked at modelling the change of flagella and things, but that's like out of the scope. But it made us think of all these physical things.
Yeah. So even though some of the stuff we talked about wasn't directly linked to our project, it really helped us understand like all the problems we have to keep in mind when designing something. I really liked, he told us that we should keep, so we have to have really clear our end product, so that our final, what we want to actually be able to do with the protein, who would be interested in it, so all these sort of things that we haven't really thought about before,
yeah.
It really brought it up, you know, to surface, other problems we have to deal with as well.
He also gave us some good links on people we should hit up for human practices, so that was also a good thing to come up at the end of that interview. What we're going to do for the next couple of days, what's the plan?
I reckon we should be going over our other ideas, seeing like feasibility of them, and hopefully try and talk to the other guys when we come back, see if they've thought of anything, maybe integrate that into the point we've already got, and just to try and build on whatever we've still got. See how it goes.
So,
see you then.